Federal inspectors cited Upper Big Branch 4 times this year for problems with ventilation systems designed to dilute methane, and 3 times for a buildup of combustible material, such as coal dust. Inspectors said all 7 incidents were reasonably likely to cause serious injury. One miner who quit Upper Big Branch before the blast said, quote, "Basically, what they've done is created a massive bomb underground. I knew it was going to happen." The man, like 2 others who had worked at Upper Big Branch, did not want to be named. He said he feared being blackballed from other jobs in mining, West Virginia's dominant industry. Another miner, who had worked in a section affected by the explosion, said methane levels frequently set off detectors, forcing the automatic shutdown of a coal-cutting machine. Using mining lingo, he said the machine, quote, "gassed off all the time, 3, 4, 5 times a shift." At a press conference yesterday, Massey officials insisted they run safe mines, and board member Stan Sobolewski said pre-shift inspections found nothing wrong before the blast.
No hazards were found, and methane measurements range from zero to nearly zero. There was no indication of a dangerous condition, yet only a few tens of minutes later, the explosion occurred.
Massey CEO Don Blankenship said the company still doesn't know what caused the blast. He insisted that safety always comes first at Massey, and that he set up programs long ago to ensure that.
The naming of those 2 programs speaks for itself. S1, safety is job 1. B2, production is job 2. And that's been the case for my entire tenure.
Some former Massey workers say Blankenship's got it backwards.
It's supposed to be safety first, but to me, it was production first.
A lot of times, it's production first and safety third.
They cover themselves with their safety meetings, but the main thing Massey's out for is to get that almighty dollar. If the coal ain't running, they ain't making no money.
That was Teddy Cole, who spent 12 years working at Upper Big Branch. Brian Jarrell, who worked for Massey between 2000 and 2002, and Adam Vance, who worked 2 Massey mines off and on over the last few years. All 3 said the company talks about safety, but once underground, it's all about getting coal. Bobby Inman has served on Massey's board since 1985. At yesterday's news conference, he said the idea that the company puts profits over people is absurd.
It's a big lie.
Inman said Massey's enemies, including resentful unions, have been pushing the idea in the media for the last several weeks.
Where did this big lie start? The first came from a plaintiff's lawyer. The second from the president of the AFL-CIO. The third from the president of AFL-CIO. The fourth use of it from the head of the United Mine Workers.
Actually, Don Blankenship fueled this idea himself in a 2005 internal memo. Last week, I showed that memo to Ron Flutie. Flutie's a former Massey worker, union member, and retired federal mine inspector. He inspected Massey mines for 3 years. I asked Flutie to read the memo.
It says, if any of you have been asked by your group presidents, your supervisor engineers, for anyone else to do anything other than run coal, build overcast, do construction jobs, or whatever, you need to ignore them and run coal. This memo is necessary only because we seem not to understand that coal pays the bills.
What does that memo mean?
That means that all safety is being thrown out the door.
What part of that says safety out the door?
Well, when you don't build overcast, that's what directs the ventilation to the face, you know, to the areas where the miners are working.
What's your reaction to this memo?
This is pitiful. I mean, you know, a lot of times I've thought this, you know, that's of things that I've seen has went on at some of these mines. But to see this and read it, I mean, it's totally devastating.
The memo became part of a lawsuit filed in the deaths of 2 miners at a Massey operation in 2006. A Massey subsidiary eventually pleaded guilty to criminal charges in the case. Blankenship has said the memo was taken out of context. A week later, he sent another clarifying memo, saying safety was not, quote, a secondary responsibility. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.